Welcome to Meet the People of MTB with Denny Huff and Chip Haley. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Thank you, folks, for listening to Meet the People of MCB, and we're going to have a couple of guests today, a team that I think all of you will really enjoy meeting and hearing more about. That instrumental prelude there was done by one of our guests this morning, or today. And by the way, my name's Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and I tell you, I am looking forward to this edition of Meet the People. We've got a couple of guests that I've known for a while, and hope folks will really enjoy listening to this couple today.
I do, too. I think they will enjoy it. And hello, Kay and Terry. How are you two doing?
Good. Thanks for having us on here.
You bet. And Terry, that was you on the piano there playing Honky Tonk. Is that right?
Yeah, Texas Honky Tonk. I just, like a lot of songs, I just sat down one day and wrote it. And when we did that album, that was the only instrumental on that album. And so that was kind of fun to do. I was playing it. We were in a practice studio, and we were playing the song, and this buddy that we were going to record with, he said, "Where did that come from?" And I said, "I wrote it." And he said, "Oh, we need to put that on the album." So we did.
Ah, good, good. And that was you on the keyboard and any other instruments on? I know you can make your keyboard sound like a lot of instruments, but
no, I didn't play anything else on that one, on that particular song.
Okay, we're going to have another one here toward the end, and have you tell us more about that one. So Kay, you are our Vice President of the Missouri Council of the Blind, and we appreciate you doing that. How long you been a member of MCB?
I came down here in 2013 and became a member right away, so I guess since then.
Oh, good.
Go ahead.
Yep. No, you go right ahead.
Well, I was just going to say I missed a couple of years in there when I moved up to Minnesota with Terry, but honestly, I've always kept connected and whatever, but yep, since 2013.
Oh, okay.
So what was it? What was it that brought you to Missouri?
I had a few friends down here, and when my first husband Dave died, I settled up everything up in Wisconsin and decided to move down to Missouri. I guess everybody pretty much knew that's what I was going to do, but yeah, that was it. Just a new place to be, get away from memories and stuff like that.
And cold weather.
Yeah, that too.
Well, we have our share of it down here. Not as much as you would have up in Michigan or Minnesota or up in that area, but we do have a little bit down here. And Terry, how about you? How long you been around?
Since April Fool's Day of 2016.
And I know that you used to run the sound for our conventions. You're really involved in music and sound equipment and things like that. And you're kind of the reason we started doing this Meet the People, Terry. I was talking to Beverly Cascaden one night and talking about organ music, and your name came up, and I told Bev that you have played on the stage at the Fox Theater down in St. Louis, and she said, "I wonder how many people know that." And I said, I bet there's a lot of people out there that we don't know too much about in MCB. So thanks to you, we have Meet the People. So tell us about playing at the Fox.
Well, actually, there's two organs, and they're both theater pipe organs at the Fox. There is the big organ, of course, that everybody knows about, that has been, that theater was built in like 1928, and that's when that organ was installed. And it's been played by various people. Stan Kahn was big guy for years on that organ.
And Stan Kahn was he was on Johnny Carson show quite a bit. He used to play the vacuum. He used to play the vacuum cleaner.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The vacuum cleaner. In fact, there's a I forget if it's called an overture or what it is, but anyway, he actually wrote a vacuum cleaner piece. I guess I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
My buddy Al, who takes care of those organs, keeps threatening to play it for me, and I still haven't heard it. But there's two organs in there. There's the lobby organ. That's the one I play the most, before the show, during the intermission, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have played the big organ as well, and that's a real treat to play.
I bet.
Everything in that organ is pretty much original. So they don't have all the fancy electronics that they do on the newer ones. So there's some delay and all that happy stuff, but it's really a treat to play it when you consider the fact that the organ is playing very well and it's from 1928.
Yeah. Yeah. Chip, go ahead. I know you've got a ton of questions.
Yeah. I can't wait till he starts playing the organ at Cardinal Stadium. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, you bet. That'd be great.
Yeah.
The chances of that happening is slim, and he left town.
Yeah, well, you never know. Terry, tell me, what was it about the organ that just drew your love towards wanting to play that instrument? And also, how long have you actually been playing the organ?
Well, I've been playing the organ since I was probably... 13 years old, something like that. I started actually when I was in Minnesota, where I lived in Duluth. There was elementary school that went through sixth grade, then there was junior high, which was seventh, eighth, and ninth, and then 10th, 11th, and 12th is senior. Well, when I was in junior high school, for my eighth and ninth grade years, I was the school organist. They had an old Hammond B3. And I used to go in when I actually should have been studying or whatever, I'd go to the auditorium and disrupt all the classrooms in around the auditorium on the second, third floor, because I would sit there and I'd crank that sucker up and have myself a ball. And the funny part about it was, and in thinking back, I think it was the principal that I have to blame or whatever for that, because he loved it, and nobody was ever able to complain about it, I guess, because I'll tell you what, I'd get that auditorium just a rocking by myself in there. And one day I had been on TV, one of the local shows, and played piano and stuff. And he said, he caught me in the hallway, and he said, you know, I'm very disappointed in you. And I said, why? What did I do? He said, you were on TV yesterday, and you never mentioned that you were the Lincoln Junior High School auditorium or organist. And I said, you know, I'm not one to blow my horn. So that was pretty funny. But I got interested in that, and then when I always wanted an organ, before I even really played one, when we lived in California and we were talking about moving back to Minnesota, and I made my parents promise that when we got to Minnesota, they would buy me an organ. Well, it took a few years, but we did get one, and Baldwin, a home style organ, and I played that, practically wore it out. And then later on, when I was 21 years old, a friend of mine told me that there was a pizza place in the Twin Cities. Actually, there was two of them, but he was telling me about this one. He said they have a theater pipe organ in there. Well, I didn't know hardly really what a theater pipe organ was. And so they took us down there, and I got so excited about it, because you're actually in a pizza place like that, you're actually
playing
the organ. So all the stuff is all around you, you know, you're sitting at a table and there's a marimba above your head, cymbals. I remember this one table where they didn't know it because it was way up on the post. Some people didn't see it or whatever, and all of a sudden the crash cymbal went crash above your head, you know, and it's like, what the heck? But anyway, you actually kind of sat inside the organ, and then the organist, of course, sat at the console. Well, I was absolutely fascinated, and then I got to talking to the CEO of the company and ended up getting hired, and I played for them for about 6 months and filled in for the other guys when they had their nights off and stuff, and fell in love with the theater pipe organ. And then skip ahead 40 years after, you know, leaving that area and moving around the country and various things, and end up here. And I had joined the theater pipe organ club in the Twin Cities, but never was able to go to very many of their meetings because of transportation. But I moved down here and I found out that there was a chapter of the American
Society
here. And so I joined it soon after we moved here, and found out about the Fox Theater. Somebody told me about the Fox, that there was an organ, a big theater pipe organ at the Fox. And of course, I've always set goals for myself kind of secretly. And one of the goals that I had was to play at the Fox. And so on my, I think it was my third meeting that I went to at the, for the Oregon Society Club meeting. We always have our meetings at a house or a home or a building where there's a pipe organ, whether it's electronic or real. And nobody wanted to play this little organ. It was an old Allen and electronic organ, and nobody really wanted to play it because it was only two keyboards instead of three, and it wasn't fancy and whatever, but I decided I would play it. So I got up and I'm playing, I'm having a good time, and there was several people standing around in there, and I got off the organ bench and a fellow walked up to me and he said, "Hi, my name is Al Haker," and he said, I take care of the organs like at the Fox Theater and places. Would you consider being on the organ staff at the Fox?" And I thought, another one of my dreams come true.
That's so pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah,
that's really awesome.
Yeah,
really awesome. So Terry
put me on the staff, and I'm, you know, with all the COVID and everything, I haven't played for quite a while.
Yeah.
But, they're going to start stuff up now in the fall, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, sure I'll get updates.
Well, I hope so. That sounds pretty exciting, really. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, I was going to ask, though, Terry, is your music available to the public? And if so, how can someone get a hold of it?
There's actually two albums that I've got that people want to get a hold of me. The first song that you played is, I could dig up, if somebody really wants a copy of that album, I've got it, and in fact I digitized it years ago, and I've been sorting through my CDs and I did find it the other day. So if somebody really wants a copy of that one, that was done by an ex-wife and I, Marlene. Some people might know who Marlene is. Marlene Nord lives up in Wisconsin now, but anyway, that was an album we did called The Ceremony, and then that's where that song came from. And then the song you're going to play later is a song from a Western swing album that a buddy of mine did, and we had several people it was kind of a Western swing reunion of a bunch of friends and that kind of thing. And that one is available. I do have that one. There's a newer one that there's another one that it's called Stable Boy. You have that one too, Denny.
Yeah.
Stable Boy is available. In fact, it was really funny because we were talking, I was talking to the Shockleys one day, and And I was going to give them all my stuff because they were really interested in what I was doing. So I was just going to give it to them. And Don and I have steel, and Kay have steel guitar in common. We love steel guitar music and whatever. And so I was going to give him that album, and he said, "Oh, you don't need to give it to me. I already downloaded it." He bought it off of Amazon. So you can find it on Amazon or iTunes or several places.
Okay, and if they can't find it there, if they'll just let me know, I'll make sure that you guys get a copy of it. So let's go over to Kay. She's sitting over there in the corner and kind of listening. I guess she's heard these stories many times before, but we want to talk to you a minute, Kay. How long have you been visually impaired, and are you totally blind or just low vision or what?
I had retinoblastoma. They discovered it when I was about 2 years old. And so I had one eye removed. And with the left eye, I had been able to see up until I was about, 19, 20 years old, somewhere in there. And that I was considered a high partial at the time.
So that was just a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know that. You know, then I lost my vision, and no, I am totally blind now. In fact, I ended up having the left eye removed as well. So no vision, no light perception, no nothing. And, I'm okay with that. But that's really my story, is my mom couldn't see. She also had retinoblastoma. So I was lucky being raised by a blind parent, because her attitude was, look, I can do it. There's no reason you can't. And I always consider that really lucky, because, you know, she let me do what I had to do when I wasn't raised by. I've heard so many stories about people that were raised by parents that had no idea what their kid could do and sheltered them, and I just am really glad that I got the life that I did, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got a hearing loss too, right?
Yeah, I wear two hearing aids. It's a moderate hearing loss.
As I mentioned earlier, you're vice president of MCB. What motivated you to want to be the vice president?
I think when I was younger, I lost several brain cells or something. No, I was involved. I've always been involved with organizations. When I join an organization, I, instead of saying, you know, what can it do for me? My attitude is, what can I do for it? And when I was up in Wisconsin, I was president of the ACB of Wisconsin for a couple of years. I've always been involved with Lions clubs. In fact, right now, I am the president of the Southside, St. Louis Southside Lions. And so that's kind of fun. I don't know. I really love getting involved with people and trying to make things work and be the change. And it's just a matter of really, really being interested in not necessarily, I don't think this is working, so I'm going to fix it, but being involved and making sure that it does work, you know?
Yeah. Okay, good. Chip?
Yeah, Kate, you know that Denny and I really have loved what we've seen from you as our vice president, and we're just so very proud of you. What is it in your short, brief time as vice president that you think that has been your biggest thing that maybe you've learned just in your brief time as vice president?
If I said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, would you believe me? But seriously, I think I've learned a lot. One of the things I really want to see this organization do is become more transparent, really be able to communicate back and forth with each other and not feel like there's anybody looking over your shoulder. I'm not sure where that came from. I'm not, you know, I just want to see the lines of communication open. I would love to see more of the members at large get more involved and want to be more involved. I realize as a member at large, you've got a reason for wanting to be a member at large, and I understand that. But I guess the biggest thing is it's really trying to work with people and understand where they are at, not where I'm at, but where are you at? How what can I do to help you from where you are, not from where I am? And so that's been a real interesting learning curve for me, because my thing is, well, I can do it. Why can't you? You know, and everybody's different. And that's what's so cool about everybody. And they have their own special things to offer. And I'm really working at trying to figure out how to help people fit in to this organization. And so I guess that's really what I've learned.
Yeah, well, that's great. It really is. We're going to be closing it out here. Kay, is there something that you want to say to the people listening? Maybe something about yourself that a lot of people don't know about? Kind of give us some inside look at Miss Kay.
Well, Kay is kind of an interesting critter. I love when I was back in 97, we moved to Oklahoma. We literally picked up lock, stock, and barrel, moved the two kids and any animals that we had to Oklahoma, did not even have a house on the property or anything else like that. Built, moved in a house and had a 10-acre farm. That's a little hobby farm, but for several years, I was involved with the farm and absolutely loved it. And I have always been involved with animals. I used to, when I was up in Wisconsin, work with people and we trained exotic animals. And I love working with animals. And I drive my kids nuts because when they say, you know, we're having a problem with so-and-so, and I keep relating them to them like as if they're animals. And
they're
kids, you know? And it's like, yeah, but you'd be surprised how much animals and kids are like. But anyway, and Dave and I, we sold our house when the kids moved out, and we traveled the country in a motorhome for quite a few years. And yeah, there's all kinds of different sides of me that people don't know a lot about, but and so many stories.
Yeah.
But I guess all I can say is just have fun in life. I mean, really, there are days and there are things that happen that get you down. Pop back and have fun and enjoy things. And remember, people are all out there wanting to enjoy life with you.
Let me ask you one more question, and you can answer this if you want to or not. And maybe be the first place that people hear this here on Meet the People, but are you going to run for president of MCB?
A lot of people have asked me that, and at this point, I will say yes. And the reason I laugh and I tell people, but I got a year and a half to go. I might just change my mind. It depends on how rough everybody is on me. But no, seriously, I think that was my objective. I really wanted to become vice president so I could learn more rather than just jumping in and, you know, running for the president and probably not winning, becoming president. But this way I can learn, I can get a feel for what the organization is about, and I feel at that point I would be in a much better set of circumstances to lead MCB be president.
Well, we'll wish you the best in 2022. Sure will.
Thank you.
I hope that you're around for a long time.
Yes. Terry, we're going to close it out with this song here that you play on, Red River Valley. I think a lot of people may recognize that song. Tell us just a little bit about what your part in the song is.
Well, first I'll say my partner, John, who has since passed away, he played everything in the studio. The whole band on this recording is just John and me. And he played everything with a string on it, pretty much. And then I played everything else. So beside the piano, the only thing that John did not play is a steel guitar. And that is a keyboard. That was done on a keyboard. But the... I did piano.
Do the what else percussion?
Of course, I did all the percussion.
Yeah.
And that type of stuff with it. So okay. There's a lot of things that I played in the background there. You know. So yeah.
Good. Good.
That was quite a recording. That album started by John calling me one day and saying, let's just go and play in the studio today. Are you doing anything? I said, no, it was my studio. So he came over, he lived about, I don't know, at that time, I think he lived maybe an hour away, and he came over and we just started having fun.
Yeah. Well, folks, if you want a copy of Terry's music, either let him know or let myself or Chip know, and we'll try to get you a copy of some of it. And this song that we're going to play here is by Terry. As he said, he's playing the keyboard and the steel guitar and the percussion on here. And we do thank you folks for listening today. Anything in closing that you want to say, Chip?
No, I tell you, it's really been good to be able to sit down with Terry and Kay to get to know them just a little bit more. I've known Kay a little bit better than what I've known Terry, but I'm so looking forward to getting more acquainted with him as our paths continue to pass. And so just want to wish them all the success in the world and whatever endeavors that they decide to undertake.
You bet. Terry Nord and Kay Malquist, we thank you for taking part on Meet the People of MCB. And folks, if you have somebody that you would like to hear here on Meet the People of MCB, give me a call. My number is 636-428-1500. Or give Chip a call. And your number is what, Chip?
417-540-9703.
Be sure and listen in again to Meet the People of MCB, and maybe you'll hear yourself on here. Here's Terry Nord on Red River Valley.